Baseball is considered America's favorite pastime. It's always drawn fans to the ballpark for food, beer, and most importantly, the fun of the game. It's no different for fans going to Miller Park here in Milwaukee, especially since the Brewers' latest winning streak has revamped the city's love for the sport and the team. But most of the fans filling the seats in Major League Baseball, like the players, are predominantly white. What does that say about baseball's popularity in the African American community? WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
On opening day 2017, nearly 43% of Major League Baseball players were of color. That's according to the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports, or TIDES, which released the Race and Gender Report Card for MLB earlier this year. While about 35% were Latino, Asian, or from other diverse backgrounds, only 8% of the players were Black. So if less than 10% of all players in the league are Black, what does that mean for the sport's popularity in the Black community? I spoke to Robert Stokes Sr., a coach for Beckham Stapleton Little League at Carver Park on Milwaukee's north side. He's been coaching there for 5 years now and says the love of baseball and the Brewers is present in the Black community in Milwaukee. Even still, he says the sport is missing something, but he doesn't think it has anything to do with racial or cultural reasons.
Baseball actually isn't broken. I think that it's missing a few key elements that they don't have anymore, kind of like back in the days you had Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr., you had Cecil Fielder, his son Prince Fielder played, Bobby Bonds and Barry Bonds.
He says that father-son component is one part that has helped kids discover a love for baseball. Stokes played growing up, and now his 10-year-old son plays and loves it as much as he does. He says he's also seen more kids getting involved at Beckham Stapleton since he's been coaching, starting with T-ball. Kids start T-ball as young as 4 years old. Stokes says baseball does need more Black players, especially in Milwaukee. He thinks it's important for there to be role models in the sport for children growing up here. But he says there's another issue, one that hits closer to home.
Baseball in the inner city is lacking parent participation. I deal with a team with 15 kids, and I probably have maybe 3 fathers out of the 15 kids that I have on my team that actually come down and try to help out with the kids. And I think that it really needs to start being taught early, like basketball and like football. They don't have that in the inner city schools. None of the kids in the inner city schools really know too much about baseball because it's not being taught.
Jim Bry, Beckham Stapleton president, agrees, but says the league is working to change that.
One of the initiatives is to work with Milwaukee Public Schools and some of the charter schools to have a school T-ball team. And we're hoping that we can draw up an interest in it, just like these schools have basketball teams. And the thing about baseball, it takes a lot more to play. You need a field, you need bats, balls, gloves. There's a lot to it. We have that available through sponsors. We work with everybody and make sure that all the children that want to play, play.
Beckham Stapleton Little League currently takes kids from 4 years old to 15 years old. Both Stokes and Bry say kids can learn vital skills from baseball, as they can with any sport. They just need to step up to the plate. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM. Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting on WUWM is provided by the Doman Company.